This is Ted Kennedy. Another African nation has escaped from the shadow of apartheid. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, while the attention of the world was focused on the dramatic events in Eastern Europe, another historic development has been occurring in Southern Africa. In recent weeks, after more than a century of control and domination by foreign powers, especially by neighboring South Africa, the people of Namibia have now conducted free and fair elections. The last vestiges of South Africa's racist colonial rule in that nation are finally being swept away. 97% of Namibians who were registered to vote went to the polls under the auspices of the United Nations. They cast their ballots for a constituent assembly to draw up a constitution for an independent Namibia. As the United Nations Special Representative observed, the world's youngest democracy has given the rest of the world a shining lesson in freedom. After decades of reactionary misrule, Al, South Africa deserves credit for relenting and letting Namibia be free.
You say South Africa deserves credit? I'm on the floor of the studio here, Ted. I agree. The U.S. delegation observing the elections in Namibia did support the determination of the U.N. Special Representative that the elections were free and fair. Remember, Ted, the U.S. brokered the peace accord among South Africa, Angola, and Cuba that paved the way for these elections. That peace accord called for withdrawal of Cuban troops from Angola, withdrawal of South African troops from Angola, and elections leading to independence for Namibia. Only part of the work is done, Ted. The Constituent Assembly must now draft the Constitution and set a date for independence. Namibia appears well on its way. But don't forget, Ted, peace and national reconciliation have not yet come to Angola. There remains a lot of work to be done in that corner of the world, and the sanctions you love to impose sure won't cut it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.